Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Burger podcast. Give it up for our crew tonight. We got a great show with us. Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Oi.
We got Ryan Tamo.
Hello.
And special guest, producer of the Comedy Underground, phenomenal comic, very all-around great guy, Mr. Matt Devlin.
How you doing tonight?
All right. We got a great show tonight. A lot of stuff to talk about. One of the biggest things going on right now in L.A., let's say, for comics.
Well, first, before you say this, because any comics listening, call in 800-893-9562.
Correct. Thank you, Megan. I always forget the numbers. That's right. 800-893-9562. Call in. I know a lot of comics are talking about this. It is the firing of Tommy Morris at the Comedy Store.
Was he... We all know he's fired, right?
Yes.
But we don't know why, though.
We're not quite sure why he was fired.
Him being the booker and basically the talent, the talent firewall between him and the Comedy Store.
Well, to get on stage.
Well, let me...
He was the guy.
As Pauly Shore put it in a show he was doing at the Comedy Store, when he said, he goes, give it up for Tommy. He washed my mom's hair. So Tommy started out as Mitzi's personal assistant, changing her, cleaning her, taking her to the restroom, showering her, stuff like that.
So he hasn't been doing it for this. So this was when she was started getting sick, I guess.
Correct. Yeah, she had an assistant. Was, yeah. Tommy moved in. He was her assistant. Then he got his way into the Comedy Store. And
was he ever a comic?
No. Funny enough, he had to go up one time in front of Mitzi as a comic to even be, you know, like to work there at that time. Saying he was a comic and bombed horribly.
Right.
But, yeah, he never a comic. I just saw a video of him that he put out for comics talking mm-hmm. about how he's the wizard. He's the brains behind the Comedy Store.
Oh, God.
He's everything the Comedy Store is.
By the way, that's not a good thing to say.
Well, I was
right
going
to
say, which I agree with. I believe he worked very hard to destroy that place.
Yeah, yes. He did. No, exactly. Yeah. He is everything. Yeah,
he is everything. Really it's hard to ruin a 30-year legacy of great comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know that's what I say. I'll tell you this: is whether you think Mitzi was out of her mind, whether you think she was a jerk, or whether you think she was a genius. I think she was a genius. But the fact is, she brought to comedy her true feelings. Nothing was ever pushed in, with the exception of Francesca Hilton. Other than her, nobody was. But you know, I mean, Zsa Gabor calls you up and says, "Put my daughter on." Ah, you fucking do it, you know. But
Zsa Gabor's daughter did comedy.
Oh yeah, you know, Francesca Hilton. You never met Francesca Hilton?
No.
Okay, not to jump too far off subject. She's the ugliest possible Hilton ever. She literally looks like Matt Devlin if he shaved. And
that's a good looking woman.
Shaved Matt Devlin with a shaved face would make a really hot Greek broad.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yeah. No. Very good looking guy. Not a beautiful woman. And yeah. So, but other than that, Mitzi would always pick people based on what she
saw.
Are
there any good looking Hiltons for the record?
Thank you.
Good question.
Thank
well,
you,
the dad.
Conrad, right?
Yeah. Conrad
Hilton. He was dapper.
He was poised.
They call him
his eyes were
zero.
Even.
Yeah, they call him Ground Zero. It's where the herpes started. But but yeah, so Tommy got fired. I'm not sure all the information involved.
A lot of people are very excited.
I knew Tommy for a long time. The problem
a lot of
I had
are
with
very
Tommy.
Happy.
Well, the simple problem I had with Tommy is he tries to control comics. He tries to tell them what to do, and he's a racist.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, right?
But I mean, I you know what? That's the thing. He gave me spots.
How long had Tommy been there?
Oh, gosh. Tommy was there quite a few years before I even got there. So he's been there probably about 15 years.
Like the early 90s, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so he's probably going on 20 years or so. But, you know, but see, that's the thing is you go through all that and you do fucked up stuff. And you give people spots, and I won't even name names. Like, I'm not going to throw out there, like, oh, Chris D'Elia got spots because who his dad was and Tommy wanted to get on his TV show. I'm not going to say that, like, that guy Brandon got passed because Tommy wanted to use his studio time.
No names, though, guys. No names.
I'm not saying names.
We're not going to say names.
Brandon, oh, God, I don't even know, not Walsh. Walsh Brothers are great. It was Brandon, some English guy used to bring his own microphone on the stage. He was fucking awful.
Christy.
Amazing musician, and so Tommy passed him because he was given Tommy studio time.
Yeah.
Oh, so many
and
people.
Tommy wanted to be a musician.
So many people would give Tommy
me
free
this
pot.
Quid pro quo in Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, Tommy. Thank you. Like, if you brought Tommy pot,
I gotta go
right now.
If you brought Tommy pot, are you here?
People do favors for stuff here.
This show is all about giving people new information, like people blow each other for spots in Hollywood.
This is like the CNN podcast.
I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm very uncomfortable.
So you were thinking that Matt Edgar was just hanging out with Jeff Garland?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay, Matt Edgar's a cute
most
little
of the time
boy.
We don't.
Jeff Garland was fucking him and giving him spots. It goes on throughout Hollywood. But with Tommy, part of the problem was, you know, so if you gave him weed, if you did this or that, you'd get spots. Someone one time told me, they go, oh, do you give Tommy weed for spots? I go, absolutely not. I go, Tommy likes one weed I get. I charge him 10 extra bucks and told him to his face. It'll cost you 10 bucks for me to pick this up for you when I'm getting weed. It's gas money to bring it down here. Okay. He was fine with it. So once in a while, when I got weed, I'd get him some and I'd charge him and I'd sell weed to other people to make money. Motherfuckers are giving this dude bags of weed to get on stage. And he's taken it.
Right.
And he single-handedly has had a lot to do with the destruction of comedy in L.A. And so he has that legacy.
Yeah.
I will say, a lot of people don't respect the Comedy Store anymore.
Well, it's interesting.
And I think Tommy has a big part to do with that.
I gotta say, as all the friends and family members, they're on Facebook especially, they're posting stuff about making fun of all the other comics that are kind of praising the, you know, the departure of Tommy.
So. Yeah, because the only reason they got in.
Right.
Yeah, the people that got in with
Tommy.
Yeah,
you take Matt Edgar, Sandy Donto, all those motherfuckers.
They're afraid.
Yeah, they only get in. If Pauly dies, they're all fucked.
Yeah.
But do you think, this isn't going to be like announced on like TMZ or something, but do you know who the new booker there is?
Right now, Adam Eggert's doing it. Now, I'll tell you this. Adam Eggert and, you know, I haven't called in years because of how shitty it's gotten. Adam Eggert is actually, from what I remember, a really good guy. Hopefully he's going to remain to be a good guy or still is a good guy and not a cunt piece of shit who's going to be just throwing out spots to see what he can get. But Adam Eggert already had a foothold in comedy as far as he was working with Norm Macdonald, things like that. He doesn't want to be a comic. He just does his job.
Yeah.
He was the only one there who ever just did his job, you know, as it was a job. But who knows? Now?
Here's my thing. This is my, like, why would you not want to do a great job at this? Like, the Comedy Store, honestly, like, that's a huge fucking name. Well, people still go there because it's the fucking Comedy Store.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that's a huge name. Like, why would you want to give spots to people that aren't good because you want to laugh at crazy people or because you want free weed? Why wouldn't you want to give spots to people because they're fucking good and you want to make the store good?
Well, I think it's clearly something that Tommy must not have cared much about comedy. He was happy to be the guy.
He was happy to be in power.
Up to him. If you have power and people are sucking up to you, like, that's fucking great. Like, you'll throw all your shit out the window and be like, I don't have any standards anymore. Like,
yeah,
that,
but you're gonna
not everyone.
You're going to leave a disgusting legacy.
I know,
behind.
Not everyone would do that, but a lot of people are human and would say, okay, I'm doing this person a favor. They're doing me a favor at the same time. I'm the fucking gatekeeper, so everyone has to fucking be nice to me. Like, people that fucking, you know.
But that's a responsibility,
I'm not
being the gatekeeper.
He's a good
that's
guy,
the word.
Did you go to the Comedy Store?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, several times.
So you remember Tommy.
Yeah.
And what would your thoughts be on it as a comic?
Frankly, dude, for all I know, he's still there.
So you're nervous?
I'm not nervous at all. No, and what I've learned in comedy, And I learned it very early, and it's on the internet and it's on the airwaves. There's no accounting for taste.
Nope.
And when you look at the people out there that are making 50 to 100 grand a week, there is no accounting for taste. Absolutely none whatsoever.
Totally
so for all we know, Tommy is still there. The hallways have been wired for sound. And it's like, all right, who's going to start talking shit?
Me, yeah, I've been frankly, talking it the whole time.
No, yeah. and you know, that's your fucking right, quite frankly, but for all we know, he's still there. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, all right, let's see what the fuck happens. Let's spread a rumor.
It could just be like a 2-week thing.
It could be.
Did you read PJ's post? Is that why?
Who's
where he
PJ?
Said it was a joke? Oh, someone wrote a post that Tommy, it was a joke. He just wanted to see who hated him.
It could be. And they might have Ed Snowden monitoring, you know, hashtag Tommy Comedy Store.
I'll tell you,
to see who's fucking talking rubbish. Totally. I mean, you don't fucking know. And when you look at who's making bank in comedy or politics or sports, and you look at what they're really fucking good at, which is not much.
Yeah.
You don't know. And, you know, I hate to quote other comedians, but Burr's point about do your own thing. You don't like it, set your own shit up.
Yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Do it.
Oh, no, I agree.
And that is, and Megan nailed it. That's a fucking legacy. That's like the mecca of comedy.
Well, yeah.
And you walk around there and you can feel the ghosts.
My name's on the wall.
You can feel the ghosts flicking your ear.
Yeah. My first goal.
Like Dave Berger's name on the wall.
My first goal in comedy, when I started, my first show was at the Comedy Store open mic. I got up when it was a real lottery where you pulled it out of a bucket and some of them had numbers,
actually
some
in
didn't.
In front of people?
Yeah. Which, granted, it wasn't a full real lottery because once you get to know them, they tilt the bucket. That aside. Yeah. But, you know, back then it was more real, whatever. So I started out there. My main goal was to be on that wall. That's, to me, that's the greatest wall for a comic to be on.
No,
I got put on by Mitzi on the wall.
They've been great to me down there.
Yeah.
Tommy's been really nice to me.
Tommy gave me two spots a week, Saturdays in the main room.
Yeah.
And either a Tuesday or Thursday, and I would host the Sunday or Monday open mic.
And that in $3 gets you a taco at Danny's truck.
No, I'll tell you this. Right? Saturday,
and then when you get $25,
Saturday
bucks,
nights, that covers 50.
Saturday nights.
That's what I said, too. Oh.
Saturday nights in the main room.
Three divided by 1.5 is two.
Saturday nights in the main room. Saturday nights in the main room is between about $180 to $300 for doing the show. So it was good money. I was getting like close to almost $1,000 a month off the main room shows. Then my other shows, you know, like the other ones were $15, $25, $25 to host, $15 for this. So I was making like $1,000 a month. When I told Polly he was a piece of shit, he was a fucking hack, he's fucking ruined the store as I brought him on stage. Why did I do that? Because I got sick of the place. It was making me so angry what was going on and what happened to Mitzi's dream. That I started losing it and I was becoming negative. And I said, you know what? I need to not be a part of this right now. I stepped away getting spots. So I get that. I get that there's a lot of people who love him. There were a lot of people who made money off of Hitler, had great houses because of Hitler.
Yeah.
He's still wrong. And somebody
Guys,
has
Hitler
to stop
Hitler and
it.
Tommy are the same person.
That's true.
Is this going to turn into Charles Lindbergh?
Jesus Christ. I know where this is going.
Berger always taking it to a ridiculous extreme.
Bullshit! Hitler and Tommy are the same fucking person. How do you think they're not?
So Hitler's been hiding out in Los Angeles doing comedy.
They've both been fucking over poor Jews.
He's been passing people at the store
for years.
Over
100 years old, he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks pretty great.
I gotta say that for him. No, but you know what? It's a simple thing. Look, whatever you're getting out of it, whatever someone's getting out of it, however they are to this the person or this person, I don't think of it that way. I look at it, how are you as a human being? If you're a fucked up human being, fuck you. That's all. I don't care what you're giving me. You could be taking care of me and my family and giving me everything I want. If you're a fucked up human being, I'm going to tell you you're fucked up. Go fuck yourself. I got to live and die.
This has been really fun talking about Tommy for this long, but we have...
And Hitler.
A finite amount of time.
Okay.
On this podcast.
But let's each get a last little thing about Tommy. Start with Preston.
Do you think there's going to be a change? A positive change?
I hope to God so. I pray. I'll start calling in whether I get spots now or not. If they're doing more stuff to feed comics and get different comics up there every night, because... How many times, let's do a lineup with Jeff Ross, Jeff Garlin, Chris D'Elia, Whitney Cummings. Well, if Bill Burr's in town, fuck yeah, then all of a sudden there'll be something funny and original. But other than that, we'll just put up the same fucking people constantly, and I being one of them that was getting up constantly. You got to rotate that shit. There's so many comics out there that are amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Matt, have you done the main room?
Yeah.
You've done the... No, I mean the main room for the Comedy Store, though, the Saturday night?
Yep.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. How did you get the main room?
Being funny?
Yeah, just kind of show... I mean, in fairness, I would go in spurts at the store. They were always good to me. And it's like the more you're out of bed and dressed, the more opportunity you've got to be there.
Totally.
And the analogy that springs to mind for me is, and being a Bostonian, and I don't like football, but like it's the Tom Brady story. He sat there. Drew Bledsoe blows his fucking knee out. And guess what? Tom Brady knows how to throw a football.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of bed and dressed.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what it's like in this game. You got to fucking be there. Even if you're getting an extra $10 for a bag of weed, you got to fucking be there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it's all about. But you're right about the other stuff where, you know, people are getting...
favors.
Looked after.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, but that's just...
Can you hate them for it?
Or yeah. Do you just no, you can dress? When you know what they're doing for it.
That's just, that's yeah. that's entertainment yeah. in general.
And like, there's no accounting for taste.
No, there's no accounting for taste. And there's yeah. always going to be people, you get favors. Certain people will always be looked after. Certain people, if you play your cards right, if you're in the right place, you're just there. Well, and it has nothing to do with your talent. It has nothing to do with anything. It comes down to luck, man. Like, I'm sorry, but like yeah. this town, there's a lot of
it should
talent.
Come down to stand-up
really,
talent.
Really, yeah, because you know
there's
what?
A lot I'll of people this. That abuse it. I feel tempted to go to auditions and like, all right, here, you ready to read? And I'll just fucking do stand-up. I'll just do my bit. And like, yeah. well, hang on, that's not, and oh, fuck you. You send your actors down to the store. Yeah, you send them down to the improv. They come down to the open mic, and they're fucking hacking jokes.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
For 3 minutes, five minutes, 7 minutes, because you know, they're trying to get an accent right because they need to play some.
And they're taking my time away from me.
Fucking shot in the head.
That's the thing that really pisses
you know
me off. Is when fucking actors get stage time over me. It's like, I chose this as a career. You want to be a fucking actor.
Right.
And your agent but said, hey, try to, this will help you loosen up in auditions if you go on stage and
you're a writer, you're an actor,
people.
Go fucking write now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you a pen, I'll
but it's
fucking
the
use my credit
card
for Uber account for your auditions.
That was the problem. That was the problem, is too many people were getting stage time that shouldn't. Like you said, crazy people. It's good to have one or two just for fun, like a boom shakalaka here and there, but it's not okay to have five of the spots taken by nuts. It's not okay to have seven of the spots taken by friends or girls they want
to
fuck.
To me, I will say this. I will say this about the crazy people. I think none of that is okay because I think it's laughing at some. It's not laughing with someone. It's laughing at them in a very nasty way.
It's mean. It's mean to do that.
And it's also taking time away from people who are trying to make this a career and put in hours a day writing and working on there.
It turns into this whole scene into like a sixth grade, fifth grade talent show sometimes.
Well, no, I don't think it's that. Yes. I think it's literally just like pulling a person off the street and going, ha, you fucking retard. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Oh, I know.
And I think that's gross to me.
Yeah, you have no legs.
There's nothing exactly. Yeah. There's nothing funny about
it's
that.
It's the freak show.
Let's
pretend nothing happens. Let's pretend nothing changes. Yeah. You still got to get out there and pound the pavement.
Well,
you know?
But I mean, what a lot of people don't understand is the Comedy Store is not the only venue. And a lot of people that are so bent about Tommy being fired because they were getting spots, they don't do other spots. They don't do other places.
They're stuck there.
You know? And so they're stuck in that realm of just doing the shows there and this and that. And that's what I'm saying. They're not creative. Whatever. The thing I'll say is good. And I hope that Adam Egbert does and stays the person he is. And, you're throwing me way off with the joint.
You need an ashtray?
Yeah. Do you need an ashtray? Is that what you
get
need?
Get those wasabi almonds.
Look, I'm fucking...
They're not. I would have eaten all of them.
I'm white trash. I know how to ash a joint in my hand. Okay, so...
Is there a coconut?
You know what? You know what, guys? Listen. Coconut. Listen, we got a caller. I want to see if they want to talk about Tommy. Caller.
I wonder who this is.
What's your name?
Chuck.
Big surprise.
What's up, buddy? Have you been to the Comedy Store? We got 2 minutes left on this, but Chuck, I got something I want you to stay on for a second.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one second. We're gonna jump to the Cold War real quick, Chuck, and then I got a subject I want you to comment on. Hold on one second. Guys, Cold War. Obama right now is doing a sequel to the Cold War.
Version 2.
Cold War, this time it matters.
I think it had to do with Putin giving anti-aircraft weapons to fucking insurgents in Ukraine that shot down a plane. I don't think Obama had anything to do with that. I think Putin wants a Cold War version 2.
Now, what's funny, though, is it was the Ukrainians, though, the rebels that shot down the plane. That's what's come out.
Russian-backed.
Russian-backed it, though.
Yeah, Russians.
It wasn't the Russian-backed rebels, though.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me take that back. From what I understand, if someone knows different, it was the Croatian.
Croatian.
Thank you.
It's Russian-backed rebels, though.
That shot down the plane.
It's Russian weapons that were used.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So,
are we to believe that big government is giving weapons to
going on for years,
unstable
entities?
Almost 100 years now.
What is this? what new phenomenon is this?
I'm baffled.
Next thing you're going to tell me, the CIA armed Al-Qaeda in the 80s. No. And that's what you're going to tell me next.
It's Raul Castro selling sugar. Yeah. To make vodka. Well, talk sucker.
But no, I mean, but it's just a lot of shit. But okay, let me ask you a question. We're going to do Cunt of the Week. Can we do Bernstein and then jump to Cunt of the Week?
Yeah,
because
sure.
I want Chuck in on this.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Yes.
Do you remember reading the children's books about the bears in the treehouse?
With morals.
Actually, that came a little after my childhood, but they were Bernstein bears the whole time.
Bernstein, right?
Bernstein.
Or for Jews, Bernstein.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Do you realize that these books are now Bernstein? And they're not now Bernstein. If you go look at your childhood book, the one you saved from when you were four, it now will say Bernstein.
So they're a bunch of fucking sorcerers just changing shit from the past.
What? What's going on?
Best answer ever, yes. Chuck.
That was great.
What
people? Sorcerers.
I will say. Maybe we were all idiots and we didn't know E's and I's.
Not possible.
Or E's and A's.
Yeah,
right.
Not possible. Not possible with a bunch of anti-Semitic motherfuckers in this country.
My mother has saved everything I ever touched.
Oh, and did you ask her to look at them?
I did.
When?
She went in the garage tonight.
Oh!
I called my mom and I was like, if those books are visible in the garage in those fucking boxes you have, she called me 5 minutes later and was like,
Bernstein,
I'm so sorry. Bears. It's Bernstein.
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 S-T-A-I-N.
Stein. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're anti-Semitic, it's Stein.
I always knew him as, I guess, Stein. I think Bernstein.
Because you're whitewashed as they could be.
I'm like,
because you guys are all white. I'm a Jew. For me, it was Bernstein.
It was definitely Stein.
But I called
Stein.
It Stein. I grew up calling it Stein. They had a cartoon, and they said the Bernstein Bears.
Yes,
they said it in the cartoon.
On the cartoon.
Yeah.
But
they
now it's stained. So what they're saying happened, what people are saying happened is somebody went back, messed with the timeline continuum.
Oh, fucking.
No, no,
cunt.
Hold on a second. Messed with the timeline continuum. It wasn't to change the Bernstein to Stein or Stain. It was simply to do something else. But one of the effects, the butterfly or ripple effect or Mandela effect, as they call it, simply happened in that, through that,
swear to God,
Stein became Stain. Because it's such a thing in our heads, it's such a thing in our heads, we remember it and they can't change that. So now everybody's going, wait a fucking second. We don't know what they really changed. We know one of the effects was Bernstein to Stein.
You
know what? I have the answer for you.
Go on.
You know I'm into conspiracies and everything, right?
Yes.
And they say that the body that they found of Hitler was not actually Hitler. It was one of his doubles,
of
right?
Of course.
I think Hitler finally was able to invent a time machine, and he went back.
Yeah, until the other caller will be right with him.
Sorry, Hitler, hang on a second. Hitler went back in time and did what?
And he changed it so it's not the Bernstein Bears anymore. It's the Bernstein Bear, so that's his way of getting back at the Jews.
That's his last
fucking
dig.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna get him.
It was like,
I'm gonna get him.
No, I get that. I totally get that. Let me do this, Chuck. I don't want to cut you off. I want to grab this other caller.
Bombo a little too much.
I mean, I'll say this.
I
say melt, not milk. So
well, I'm gonna tell you guys this though.
Words.
Yes, he said Bombo, who's a comic who lives in a motorhome. And
I love him, but he keeps talking to me about fucking Illuminati.
Okay, but
and
here's the thing: is he out of his mind? Possibly.
All the time.
Yeah, he might be out of his mind, but here's the fucking thing: anyone ever watch a goddamn movie? Because this motherfucker's a crazy dude in a motorhome. He's a white trashy dude in a motorhome.
They're always right.
They always live. They're always right. They always live.
It's true.
When shit goes down, me and my family are going to be at his motorhome door getting
true.
In.
Woody Harrelson in 2012. Yeah. He was in a motorhome.
Hey,
if
Chuck.
If you have a motorhome, you can make spaghetti with needle-nose pliers.
Paranoid doesn't mean somebody's not following
me, all right? Right. No, totally. I saw that shirt one time on a date in Riverside.
Randy Quaid in Independence Day. He was in a motorhome. That's the truth. Hey, caller. We're sorry we actually dropped you. Call right back, please. And we'll get you right on. I mean, one of the biggest things is people aren't getting. This is real deal shit. This is the world telling us right now.
It's a trip, though.
I grew up on Bernstein.
Big fucking thing.
Again,
we all know it.
I say milk.
Right.
With an E, because my mom says
yes.
Mel.
Yeah, but you know but what? You is, know it has an I in it, right?
This yeah, is okay. But
you've always known it had an I in it.
It's weird. Tell us the Dukes of Hazzard thing that you were talking about outside, because this is the same concept.
No! That's what I was telling him earlier.
It may not be on such a grand scale, and if I'm honest with you...
It might be!
Thank you.
But I thought it was 0-1.
It is 0-1.
Or yeah. I thought it was 1-0 or whatever.
Yeah,
it was
and the logic behind that...
Yeah.
And I remember being Berenstain. But then again, yeah, I wasn't the avid reader that I am now back in
but
the day.
Oh,
you weren't the avid reader?
I would judge books by the covers. I would get right into, page 2, never checked if it was a first edition. I just wanted to know what the fuck those bears were up to.
We all
know why these two Jewish crazy people were writing about them so much.
The Berensteins.
You know, and it makes the shit on TV now, Family Guy and
oh, yeah.
The Tracy Ullman days with The Simpsons. I mean, these were very, very talented cartoonist. So I didn't bother to really look if it was an A or an E, Berenstein.
Yeah, in 30 years, we're all going to realize that it was Family Guy.
No, you know what it's going to know? You know what would happen? It would be like this. If right now, all of a sudden, people were talking about, the Simpsons are on. The Simpsons.
The Simpsons? Go,
we know it's The Simpsons.
No, it's The Simpsons.
Right. But if they switched it, we'd all know. If it got switched, we'd all know.
So do you really think that someone went back in time and changed everything?
Hitler.
And then we're just kind of keeping up with it right now.
Hitler.
It's not keeping up with it.
But actually, Hitler went forward in time.
This is happening.
Yeah, exactly. He went forward in time.
He went forward in time in 1974.
I'm questioning Garfield now. I'm questioning Calvin and Hobbes. I'm jumping out the window. What floor are we on?
Clavin and Hobbes? You mean
Calvin and Hobbes?
What people don't get is this has happened before, just not on such a grand scale. People have said Mandela died in 88. People have said different things like that like, even Martin Luther King, all these different things.
Dana Plato.
Dana Plato never died. Plato. She's still a big star.
Elvis is still alive.
No, he died last month.
But this is the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah,
okay, there we go. We have it. Wait. We have it on screen.
Yeah, Berenstain
Bears. Thank you, by the way. You rule, Jake.
Welcome to the Berenstain Bears.
It was an E at the end. I swear to God.
Because even if you're anti-Semitic, you know it's Steen instead of Stein. If you're Jewish, it was Stein. We had representation on TV.
Jesus, the 50th anniversary? God damn.
This is what I'm saying. 50 years ago, those motherfuckers were Stein.
Can you bring it up on Bing, please? Can we get a reliable source other than this Google character everybody keeps referring to? What the fuck?
Well, we're bringing this up. Let's jump into Cunt of the Week, can we?
Yeah.
The guy's 800-893-9562. Call in, please.
I nominate Hitler. In his goddamn time machine. Sitting here talking about cartoons.
He's got that time machine. He could call a week from now.
There's kids in East LA going to bed hungry tonight. We're arguing about the spelling of a cartoon book.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Preston, who's our cunt of the week?
Who's our cunt of the week, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, God.
Who's our cunt of the week?
The cunt of the week. This is a good one. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to explain who it is, and then I'm going to read a quote, and then I'm going to let Megan respond.
Okay.
Because I think she needs to respond to this. It is a North Carolina congresswoman. Her name is Renee Elmers. She's actually running against Clay Aiken, American Idol.
Elmers. Elmers.
Yeah, can we get the goddamn pronunciation
right? It just changed
right?
From an A to an E on my paper.
Hitler,
stop changing the spelling of names. Hitler.
So I wish Bomba
Matt
would
Devlin,
call it.
A.K.A. Hitler, yeah.
Democratic
across the table.
Congressman from California.
Who?
What was it? It was a Democrat?
No, North Carolina. She's a Republican. She's running against Clay Aiken.
What did she do?
The American Idol guy. Okay, so this is a quote from Congresswoman Elmer. She's a sitting congresswoman. Clay Aiken is trying to unseat her. This is her quote. Men do tend to talk about things on a much higher level. Many of my male colleagues, when they go to the House floor, they've got some pie chart or graph behind them, and they're talking about trillions of dollars and, how the debt is awful and, We need our male colleagues to understand that if you can bring it down to a woman's level and what everything that she is balancing in her life, I'm assuming that's periods, that's the way to go. End quote. Megan, respond.
Well... it's hard.
Touché,
for a
Megan,
woman.
Touché.
It's hard for a woman because we don't have the ability with all our periods and babies to look after. We can't go to Kinko's and make a pie chart or graph. to represent the trillions of dollars. So I would appreciate if, you know, if she could, get, I don't know, you know, Clay Aiken or somebody else. Because Clay Aiken is an American idol, and I watch reality television, yes, you know, as a woman. And so him, I feel like he could, you know, dumb it down to a woman's level.
Because he's gay.
Fuck that cunt. I'm sorry. I can't keep doing this. Like, I tried really hard to do it for, like, 3 minutes.
It's not your fault. You're a woman.
It's unbelievable.
I tried really hard to do that for 3 minutes. No, fuck you, Preston. Like, I get it. Maybe having an adult responsible job might be difficult for her. But to say you know that much and reference a man dumbing it down to a woman's level, which is what she said.
No, that was in
that's
the quote.
Exactly, that's exactly what she said. She didn't say dumb it down, but she fucking said dumb it down.
I have a question.
Right. She Please. Said bring it. She said bring it down to her level.
Could you say you know a few times? Because otherwise I don't know if I can understand you.
What's a pie chart?
You know what makes it better?
It's a chart on how to...
The Boston accent really fucking makes it.
Let's talk about
chats. What's a pie chat?
What's a pie chart?
Let's find out. Hey, caller, how you doing? What's your name?
My name's Cobra.
Cobra! Jonathan Cobra! How you doing, buddy? Congratulations on your child.
I have a child. What the... There's one Another one?
You don't have a kid?
Dude, I've had a kid for fucking 5 years, bro.
No, getting him back from social services. I'm really proud of you.
With a name like Cobra.
You know what? Cobra. You know what I just did? I went and did a show, and I see the guy. Love the guy. I won't even say his name because I love him so much. I tell him, I go, oh, my God, how's your baby doing? He's like, I don't have a baby. I go, oh, that's right. You're married. You just got married. He's like, no, I just got divorced. He goes, and my baby died years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
So from Adam Sandler, I quickly go, well, anything wrong with your parents I could bring up? Like, fuck. I never always say that shit, and I'm just like, fuck! But he's the nicest guy in the world, and his son died, and he was getting divorced.
Oh my God. Some guys have all the luck.
I always say dumb shit, you know? Cobra, how you been, buddy?
I'm good. I'm confused on something here. I tuned in because I have literally nothing else to do.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're so welcome. I was just thinking the other day, just random, totally redundant, wondering what the hell happened to Clay Aiken.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think much of it. Didn't put any thought into it. Just wondered, hey, I haven't heard from that guy in a while. Our government has more holes than an orgy full of butch lesbians, and they want to fucking kill one of them, a Clay Aiken?
He's on the same career trajectory as a Ronald Reagan.
But
he'll be president in 20 years.
You did just hear what the woman running against him said. So I would take take a fucking karaoke singer over that dumb whore any day of the
week.
Which
I will say
she said in a quote, I don't understand what they're talking about in Congress, so re-elect me so I can continue to not understand
how
what these people are talking about.
Do you know how old she is?
She's like 45, she's some dumb whore.
I'll say this, I watched Clay Aiken's, his little campaign video that he put out. It was not bad. Like, he said good things. Like,
no, he's a smart guy.
He
smart
said better
guy,
things than you know, and I have a period of it. Like,
either way, he's smarter than fucking Renee Elmers.
Right. He's a better woman than she is.
Yes.
I mean, that's for sure, and he can take a bigger
They don't have to dumb it down to her level. When Clay Aiken gets in office, they're not going to dumb it down to her level.
Hey, Cobra, seriously, would you vote for Clay Aiken?
I mean, you didn't on American Idol, but would you for Congress?
Is it because you hate music you wouldn't, or because you hate gay people?
Bear in mind, you have two choices, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Those are
By the way, Cobra, can you get a better phone?
Do you want gonorrhea or chlamydia?
Both are curable, though, with just a pill. So
let me ask you
really,
this, Cobra.
It's like a hit or miss thing.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, but it's inconvenient for a period of time.
Right?
But both are.
Is it going to all matter, though? Because pretty soon, like, we're all enjoying life right now, drinking beer, smoking weed, having a great time. We're going to all be dead from Ebola virus.
It's coming in.
It's coming in. It's in.
We brought both of those infected Americans back into the country, by the way.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and they're running against each other.
In North Dakota.
Is it North Dakota? Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Cobra, are you aware? Are you aware that there's a huge outbreak right now? Is it in South Africa, if I believe?
West Africa.
West Africa.
Yeah.
There's a huge outbreak of Ebola.
West Africa, next stop, New Jersey.
Yeah. Ebola virus.
Let's hope.
Yes, but they made a good point, like an amazing point. Here's the thing. West Africa doesn't exactly have the medical infrastructure we do here.
Yeah, so?
So it's going to spray in there.
Yeah, it's far more accessible to the public.
Not to poor people.
Exactly.
Yeah, not to poor people here.
It's a lot harder for it to become an epidemic.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let it come here.
Even if it came on a plane.
Poor people are going to get it.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be any fixing them. They're going to spread it everywhere.
But we'll do it on purpose to get rid of the poor people because we're smart.
It's all about killing the lower class.
Because I'm poor.
Me too, but I want to be rid of it by dying. So I'm
who is
fine
this
with
we
it.
That you referred to?
Right?
Jews.
Oh, the we is the rich
I'm
people
a
that
Jew.
I want to be a part of.
No
the
one tells me about it.
The poor
Jews.
People.
It's the Berenstains.
Yeah. It's the Berenstains. It's Hitler. Yeah, they're trying to get Hitler. Rid of the Berenstains. They want all the Steins
the
gone.
The Berenstains are the lizard Jew family that runs the banks.
Please, go for it. My love. Yes,
we got something right
is
now.
Is it the Berenstains?
Is it the
Berenstains?
It's scratching.
They said Berenstain.
And we know goddamn well we all grew up with the Berenstain Bears. Yeah.
But she just played it. That's what I was saying when we were smoking rocks on the sidewalk. Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. Dig up old audio footage of TV or
that's their
footage.
Point, though. That's what they're saying is just based on scientific, just using quantum physics. It's real simple. You have to retroactively.
Quantum physics for Berenstain Bears.
You have this again.
No, the best thing was that he said quantum physics is real simple.
Okay. No, it's real simple. Using quantum physics.
Einstein was a fucking retard. Quantum physics is really simple.
Even going back to Einstein, Einstein even said he even allowed for the possibility
Actually, it's Einstein.
It's a shame that he died in a plane crash with Richie Valens.
This is Howie Mandel, everybody's talking about the Howie Mandel effect.
What the fuck? I have a flip out.
You know what the Howie Mandel effect is?
Everyone just stepped on my good jokes.
Savages.
The Howie Mandela effect is having multiple careers, none of them worth a shit.
What is going on in America?
I feel like everyone stepped on my Einstein joke.
No, I dug it, by the way. I pointed it out.
Albert Einstein.
I said that was funny.
Albert Einstein
personally said, no, but he allowed for the fact of parallel universes. Now, so within using that, though, it's like a think of a freeway, right?
So it's Tommy Morass. In his time machine.
It's Tommy Less Ass right now.
Okay.
But if you think of it all, how it works is if you have a change. Let me get some Cambridge. If you have a change right here.
Burger's going to draw a quick pie chart to make sure we understand quantum physics.
But you know I won't want that. I won't know what that means.
So that's Yiddish for be quiet. Okay, so here's the thing. If you start here and you change something that has a timeline. That's funny, Matt. If you change something that has a timeline, I'm going to show that in a second. What happens is retroactively, everything prior to that also changes. Yeah, put this up here. This is what Matt drew for my pie chart.
That's it.
Stain. You'll see stain. And then if you see over here, there's nothing. But there's a guy right here. Which showing that what Einstein said is by using quantum physics, by switching over parallel timelines right over here, you can see.
In the top left corner, you can see the time machine.
It retroactively changes everything.
Just watched Kana because it
was
Hitler's
time.
Wait. This is important. What they couldn't change was our subconscious. You can't change the subconscious. Your hands raised, Matt?
That Algerian plane that disappeared?
Holy fuck.
Wow.
That was Hitler's time machine.
And it changed Berenstain Bears to Berenstain.
Funny enough, Matt, number five on the list, Algerian
Holy
plane.
Shit. And what was the flight that got shot down?
Malaysia. But here's the thing. The Malaysian flight, they still haven't found the first one. They haven't found the first missing one.
I know where it is.
That was Hitler's first mistake.
He tried to change
Berenstain Bears the first time. It didn't work. He went back. He went, this Malaysian Airlines is going to work out for me if I just give him a second.
Keep laughing, people. You know what? Me, Jonathan Cobra Griner, and our fucking families are going to be at Bombo's Motorhome. Just 50 feet ahead of the disaster.
That's
Tommy Cobra.
Because guess what? If this happens, I will gladly die.
Mel Gibson, lethal weapon, lives in a motorhome.
I don't want to live.
Everyone in a motorhome lives.
I want to die in the zombie apocalypse. I don't want to live.
Fuck that. Me and Bombo may not live the whole movie.
You want to live without any TV or internet? Fuck that.
No, seriously. seriously.
I definitely
name
yeah.
the characters that live in RVs. They
even
survive.
Randy Quaid gave Randy up his Quaid. Own life.
He gave up for his kids.
As a
but
hero.
Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, lives. He had a motorhome on
Everyone.
The beach.
What was the movie with Keanu Reeves and the guy in the motorhome driving
Speed.
Right in front of...
Or Speed.
No, that was, yeah, that was one of them.
The Matrix.
The one, no, the one right after he sucked Geffen's dick and then got famous.
Can we talk Ramped to the girl
in
the glory hole for a minute?
Yeah, go for it.
Hi.
Look at that. Matt's kind of awkward with women, but enjoy this. Yeah.
No, I had a good question, yeah. and now I can't remember.
That pretty face.
It'll
confused.
Come back.
She does
to
have
me.
A great face. We love your face. Yeah.
It'll come
hair.
Back to me.
I'm
no, it was relevant.
Hair.
It was right? it was a research hair. Assignment.
You do. For, hard to pull, but still.
Oh, no, I remember yeah. what it was. There was a tornado that landed in like 2009 in the Midwest. Green something was the name of it. Greensboro.
Greensboro.
Don't look at him because he looks smart. I said it.
Well, no, but those people who live in proof or dead proof, as it happens, yeah. that not everybody that lives in a trailer survives.
Greensboro?
No. If
Why
you live
you
in
have
a
to
mobile
say
home.
A tornado in 2009. People yeah. in the Midwest
yeah,
die from
say.
Tornadoes that live in trailers
say,
every
say,
fucking
yeah.
week.
Those
in
are
this
mobile
country.
Home people, not motor home. I'm talking about a dude who lives on Chandler Boulevard in North Hollywood on the street in a motorhome.
Don't give
this
his address
motherfucker
away.
He's got
Don't
EDT.
Give his address. He doesn't have one.
Well, he doesn't give a shit. He takes off when he wants. This dude, when it's hot, he moves to an underpass. This dude's going to live. Bombo, I love. He's going to live. Me and my three kids and my wife, if she can keep up, are going to be at that motorhome right ahead of the disaster while all you motherfuckers are sucking up zombie dick.
I'm fine with that.
Just
don't,
know yeah, that.
Don't Cobra, have it until you try.
Cobra, are you joining us in the motorhome, Cobra?
I'm fucking so baffled right now. You guys have managed to make the Bernstein Jew Bears the topic of every single thing you talked about.
Yeah, we're
it's
really
a big actually, thing, yeah. fucking Cobra. It's got to do with timelines and wormholes and serious shit.
And no, nobody wants to hear about the Red Sox.
It's not.
Are they a team?
No, he's traded
them off. Supposedly, the Jew Bears were on the Malaysian flight. That's all I've heard so far.
Right?
So we're taking advice from a guy that says supposedly.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Hang up on Cobra, please.
There you go. Sorry, Cobra.
There's no beef.
Gotta drop you on
supposedly,
that one.
Supposedly,
yeah.
there's
yeah,
a thing
be,
called a phone connection.
I was about to shoot on
Devlin
for bringing us the Red Sox, correct. And then you had to say supposedly, yeah, and I was like, well, now my anger
I think
is
we should be
else.
Nice to him. He went through all the trouble of calling in.
We get
in.
A lot
He's
of people
valid
call
points.
In. And we get a lot of, we don't respect him. We like Chuck. Chuck, the reason we yeah, like Chuck is because Chuck can kill us.
Well, also, Chuck informs us that Hitler had a time machine.
Yeah.
And that he's unaware of.
I'm going to tell you this. I told you guys I know what Chuck does, and I can't say.
He builds
and I
time machines
won't
for Hitler.
Say.
That's what he does.
God, yeah, he builds comedian. Time machine for Hitler.
But he's also deep in government work.
Yeah, building
and I do
time
know what
machine
he does.
For Hitler.
Whatever he does, I do know what he does.
Chuck
it's
Barris?
Freaky shit.
Is it Chuck Barris?
Chuck Cole.
Chuck yeah. Barris was deep in some
like,
government
put it this
that,
way.
That was,
yeah, we
yeah.
never don't
oh, the
smoke
head of the
or
gong,
drink
the
in here.
Gong show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck, well, he was for the FBI. Yeah, he was an informant.
CIA.
Yeah.
Deep did they ever confirm that? Because wasn't there a thing where like people thought he was lying
no,
and just wrote that book to make money?
It was
money?
Confirmed. No,
and
no, no.
Was
the
maybe
whole
just crazy.
Thing was proven and confirmed with tapes and video. But here's the amazing thing.
He's a true
thing.
American
that's
hero.
Such a weird
Chuck Barris, Larry
Here's the amazing thing.
True American hero.
Would any of you ever believe someone if they said, hey, they got a TV show host fucking working with the CIA, you'd been that stupid. You guys are crazy.
Yeah,
same
it's
thing.
A crazy fucking cover.
Chuck Berenstein, not Stain.
Jesus fucking. Doing this again.
Here we
I'm
go.
Just saying.
That's what I do every time.
Chuck, right? Chuck Bear, Chuck,
her, her
Chuck
mic goes
Barris Steinberg.
Every time she gets mad, she just gets a mic boner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's points up north. North Star.
So what's
okay,
next?
Anyway, let's jump into this. Look, we talked.
Anyway,
talk,
so
we talk
Renee
about Ebola?
Is the cunt of the week.
Yeah. Did we talk about
Bears
Ebola?
Well, guys, we have 10 minutes.
Okay,
left.
We can do this. We're fast talkers. Did we finish with Ebola? Though?
Ebola's done.
It's not done. It's coming to us.
Yeah,
no, it's
we're
not.
Gonna die.
We're gonna
Let's
all
just
die.
Just wait till next week.
Cunts
you know?
Okay. are gonna die.
I'm not concerned about getting
Well, that's
Ebola.
Just because Tommy. Here's the thing.
I'm concerned about. I don't have health insurance.
You know
I'm concerned
what we
about a lot more other important things.
Well,
like
speaking
the cancer
of needing
that's
health
definitely
insurance.
Forcing
like
through my
Tommy,
body.
Like, no. like Danny's Tacos?
Danny's Tacos. We had Danny's Tacos
it was,
tonight.
It was actually, well, I had a lower star, but it was yeah. actually pretty good.
Great,
pretty,
right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
hated it. You gave it like
I
a
did.
7.
No,
dude,
but for,
that's like my that's like my
base.
Death 2
yeah.
kind
yeah,
of thing.
True.
It could have been
$7
better.
For a burrito from a taco truck is a little price.
You don't, get, you don't get a burrito from a taco. The tacos were solid.
Solid.
They were great. The salsa.
They're handmade tortillas, right?
Everyone watched me drink. I drank a cup of salsa. It was delicious.
That was interesting.
She ate the salsa on the tacos and then drank the rest of the salsa.
I like
it was
salsa.
So good.
I enjoy salsa.
If you like eating in front of a homeless person that asks you for help and then you say, no, I can't help you while you finish your taco, then that's the way to go.
Which never bothers me.
That's also a great feeling as a human person. Yes. It's just to like be eating a thing and have and be like,
it's
not
the humanity
for you.
Of us. It's American.
I already ate dinner tonight, but I've got to eat these two tacos as a dessert.
I'm barely getting this down. Yeah, I could barely shove this in my fat stomach right now. I'm so full.
Yeah, but
I got to throw the
rest
away.
Good luck.
Oh, you know what though? That I feel the same way both ways though. I get the same way. Like I've been on EBT for a while because I think a lot of families are. I don't give a fuck. I'll look you dead in the eye and tell you fuck you. I don't give a shit. Sorry, you don't get free food. Suck my dick. There you go. I don't give a shit. Like I get pissed about people giving me eyeballs when I'm in line or the cashiers acting like their taxes are paying for my food. It's like, motherfucker.
Because you pull out the EBT.
Right. And they get upset. I'll just fucking, like, I love going to Gelson's or Whole Foods and getting like a case of Fiji, just paying with EBT and looking at him going, I don't even like this shit, but my pets love it. And it just fucking destroys
a lot of my Fiji water.
Yeah. Oh, I won't eat anything but grass-fed beef. Everything else makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on my EBT. I don't give a fuck because it's like it's a fucked up nation. People aren't getting it. We're going to die from Ebola. We got a fucking plane, two planes missing now.
But the one
family of Jew bears gone. Sorry.
But the one positive we can come from it is that is that Matt runs a great show.
I was gonna say, God. I think we should talk about Venice Underground.
The only thing keeping
show.
The world together right now. Well, wait. Let me say this.
No pressure, Matt.
Wait. Let me say this. Let me say this because Bronston Jones and Matt Devlin.
Yeah.
Well, run an amazing show. Yeah, they're both a team in that, and I've known Bronson forever. One of the nicest, sweetest people, very funny guy in comedy.
I haven't met him, but I would say the better half is in England.
Yeah, no, the guy's like 6'12".
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
Yeah, I don't even think he has a second leg. He just walks on his penis. You know, he's a good-looking guy. You want to hate him. Like, you really look at him and go, God, I hope he at least has, like, gonorrhea.
So
you know?
He's too handsome to be funny. He's handsome and funny at the same time. You're
not
like,
only
you
that,
fucking asshole.
Funny and kind, nice.
He is sweet.
Yeah. But what balances his kindness.
No, he's great, man.
Yeah. What balances his sweetness is Matt Devlin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard Matt Devlin I love on stage.
I'm like toxic sea salt.
Oh, no.
Red Tide sea salt.
Oh, if you haven't seen Matt Devlin on stage, fucking... True stand-up comedy, that's what I'll say.
Thank you.
No, I've never not been impressed with your stand-up, and a lot of people don't get what stand-up is. That's what stand-up is.
I appreciate that, and I think that's, you know, that's, for me, the barometer of what we're doing. If, you know, you want to spin wrenches, you fucking spin wrenches. You want to spin wrenches and be on TV, fucking figure it out.
That's all it is,
and
you
pick
know?
One.
Yeah.
And
but
go
I mean,
for it.
But you're so you.
Wait,
on
so
stage.
To be good at comedy, I got to learn how to spin wrenches?
No, you got to learn how to spin wrenches and then go be the best wrench spinner in the history of the universe.
I know I'm fucking dumb. I get your
Matt
analogy.
Matt saying that like
sorry,
fucking
I'm,
comedy
nothing,
isn't for you.
Nothing.
I'm reaching.
I'm still trying to figure out the Berenstain Bears. Where's the plane?
I'm telling you.
I'm conditioned to believe that a plane can go up and disappear. My niece is 3, right? She knows how to bring up James Taylor on my sister's iPhone. Right? I can't even fucking do that. And she's 3. Oh, and she's living in a world now where planes vanish. I was a kid, 3-year-olds vanished.
You coming on this
now
podcast?
Planes van- now 222 people vanish?
Is it,
and 3-year-old kids know how to listen to fucking...
Two planes.
This podcast
two planes.
Is going to ruin your life,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Two I've planes. Seen fire and I've seen rain. She can fucking sing along to that. And meanwhile, in reality, planes are going down.
Yeah. And there is fire... Rain
no, there's
fire.
No fire in rain.
No,
there's
no,
no
there
fire
is,
or rain.
It's rain.
Just
fire.
Fucking vanished.
Our government could show a video of me jerking off with a pickle in my ass from 5 million fucking miles away on a satellite where they could pinpoint me and keep me from running from office because they're going to show it, which granted, I wouldn't care. I'd show it myself. But... They can't find two planes.
Was that an announcement that you're running for office?
No, it's an announcement
it's
that I like jerking off a pickle
right?
in my ass.
And one shot down.
No, the Algerian one is still...
The original Malaysian airplane, they still haven't found yet.
No, they haven't found the original Malaysian.
Did rain down fire.
Now the Algerian's missing.
But the Algerian was lost in a storm.
And I thought all this time that plane wreckage just disintegrated and vanished.
Right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, who didn't know? Who didn't know it didn't just dissipate into air?
My grandfather had an AOL.com account, and you could look at footage of previous plane disasters, and there was never any wreckage, so no fuselage.
Right?
No,
Wow, I was really hoping that, like, you were going to go into, like, my grandfather was a pilot in the Korean War, but he said my grandfather had an AOL.com account.
My grandfather used to jerk off in black and white at dot matrix speed.
Well, he was in the first platoon of Rangers, so the dude's legit.
Oh, okay.
He's no longer with us.
But no, a lot of, you know what's funny, though, is there's a lot of people from
neither
the past.
Neither is AOL.com.
Before the internet, that, see, because right now everyone's like, oh, all this bullshit's coming out just because the internet and everyone's putting it out there. The same amount of people were talking about things they saw and this and that, but now that we have internet, they can share them. So it sounds right. Like, you know, yeah. We're hearing it more. But, you know, it's like I told everyone, nobody's going to give a fuck until it's a fucking episode on The Simpsons or Family Guy, and then they're going to think it's a joke.
And do you remember the Chinese whispers?
The Chinese?
Yeah. I was in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
The mushrooms hadn't kicked in, but we started off with a teacher whispered something
so
in the air over here.
In the third grade. They didn't kick in until the sixth grade.
Yeah, but, he said fourth grade.
And it would go around the table, and by the time it got back,
yeah, I know.
It was all fucked up.
Yeah.
The whole world is convoluted bullshit.
Totally.
Yeah, it's like the
totally.
Game.
And
they
an
depend
apple
on
a day
that.
Keeps the doctor away, and if you read the Bible, that's the only fruit you can't eat, and snakes talk. We're fucked.
Well, how about
so
the,
why are we bothering with it? Why we only have 19 beers at this table and how much vodka is left? Why do we give a fuck?
Why is there vodka? But you know what? Watch. You said Adam and Eve. Here's the funny thing. Does everyone know that there was a woman prior to Eve that's documented?
Well, yeah. Where do you think Adam came from?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was
but
gonna...
it, no.
And Cain
I
and
mean,
Abel and Cain killed
I mean,
Abel and then he came back
first,
with a chick.
The first woman made for Adam.
Wasn't up to
and
snuff.
And she was the one cast out. He was the one cast out that wouldn't follow God's law to obey man. It was this whole weird thing. Now, again, I hear these things, but then I've done crack today. No. I've done a lot of fucked up stuff. I'm joking. I've done a lot of fucked up stuff in my life. No. I'm not the smartest person, but I am very educated. And simply this, when someone tells me something, I laugh, but I still research. And so when I research, like the Berenstain. It makes a lot of sense to me.
If I fucking hear that goddamn name of that book, pay
the fuck attention to it because it could be the end of time. It could be why we're being controlled. It could be why we're like gold mining, coal digging pieces of shit. And we all are set here to just constantly entertain those that mine and those that mine are there to mine for those that know. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
all
but
this
the
bullshit.
Real reason why we're here is to plug stuff.
Let's do it. Yeah. Go for it, Megan.
Tomorrow I'll be in Solvang.
Fuck
Solvang,
give
California.
It up for the Dutch.
No idea where, but
anywhere in Solvang you can find Megan.
Yeah, it's a small town. And then next Friday, big news, PUI, Palmo's last PUI ever.
Yep.
Hosting. Do Very it. Excited.
Yeah, I'm
Preston,
there in spirit.
Shoot it out.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com. Go there, read my shit, and watch the show I wrote and was in with Megan at the precinct, the show at WordPress.com.
Mr. Talmo?
Performing under influence, my last hurrah.
Yeah.
A whole one year. So,
a lot of drunk people, a lot of DUIs.
Friday, Hollywood Hotel. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Devlin, Matt Devlin.
I'm on MySpace.
Guys, Venice Underground, if you get a chance to check out that show, if you love comedy, you will see some of the most nationally recognized comics there. You'll see some great, amazing, up-and-coming comics.
We had
every 6 years,
recently.
You'll see me. Yeah. No. They're so great to me, more so than they should be, and I always appreciate them. I will tell you this. I will be up in Bakersfield at the Nile.
Bakersfield.
Doing a benefit for Mr. Jim Trino, who I want to give a huge shout out. This man is an amazing, deep, great person. He blew himself up on accident, putting on a show for everybody, a fireworks show and this whole thing he put out. Blew himself up. One of the greatest people, though. But yeah, no, he was destined to blow himself up at some point. Jim's a nut. like this guy did so much fucking speed every time he's back on it and he quit in like 91.
This guy's a great guy. Huge yeah. speed head.
No, he's great. I met him through the NA shows and stuff. I would do them and they'd make me sign things that I wouldn't be high. Anyway, Niall Bakersfield, Jim Trino Benefit. Check it out. It's going to be great. August 8th.
Night, cunts.